1400 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
The Wednesday Newsmaker is brought to you by Mel's Tire, 915 Graham, where service isn't expensive, it's priceless.
This is Allison of Mel's Tire. Make sure your car is safe for the road before taking that late summer trip or heading back to school with a set of Yokohama tires. Choose from the Yokohama Geolander MT-G003, the Geolander X-AT, along with the Avid Ascend LX and more. Mel's can also handle any repair to get you back on the road, including brakes, struts, shocks, and engine work, just to name a few. So keep your students safe on the road with Yokohama and Mel's Tire, 915 Graham in Emporia, where service isn't expensive, it's priceless.
KVOE, we are live and we are local, and we are happy that you're with us on this Wednesday morning, the 11th of August, and we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker via the KVOE Sutherland studio line by Jones Aquatic Center Supervisor Jennifer Wagner. Jennifer, good morning.
Hey, Jennifer.
Good morning. How are you two this morning?
We're doing all right. How about you?
Fantastic. It's a beautiful morning.
It's not bad. It's going to be another good pool day with the temperatures, is it not?
Absolutely. Warm weather is always great.
So how has the summer season been at the Aquatic Center? Have you been looking at good numbers, Jennifer?
The numbers have been great. June, end of June, we were over what we'd been in 2019. We definitely had a lot more people in June. And then July kind of balanced out. We were about normal. In August, it's been about normal. But June was fantastic.
Is that weather-driven, or are there other factors involved with that?
In talking with the people as they came in, just it sounds like a lot of them were just excited that we were open again for this summer, and so they were coming out and visiting a lot more, I think.
So have your lifeguards been busy? How were your numbers? Were you able to get enough help out there?
Unfortunately, no. The lifeguards have been working very, very much, lots of hours, and I know a lot of them, they were working every day throughout the summer, and I know it was wearing on them, but there were times that the public was actually fantastic about being understanding. There were times where we had to close one of our features because we didn't have enough staff members, but we've been plowing through and getting through the summer.
So how have you been able to make adjustments so that your staff haven't been overworked, or have you been able to make some adjustments there to reflect the really what's happened here on the staffing side?
We've tried to do the best that we can. Just by a lot of it was when we reduced the hours, that helped out considerably so that they weren't working very, very long days. And then, like I mentioned, we would close a feature instead of trying to, if somebody was sick, instead of trying to bring somebody in, we would just close that feature because we know they have been working so much.
So I guess now's the time to start recruiting for next year, right?
Absolutely. In fact, we're doing a lifeguard training class this week. So
there you go. There you have a good time to get started. So let's see. When do things shut down for the summer, Jen?
We've got five more days. Sunday will be our last day. We will have our final fiesta, is what we call it. So from 1 to 3, it's absolutely free for everyone to come in. And then we have our pooch plunge starting at 3:30 and goes until 5:30, and that will be it for the rest of the summer.
I know there's a lot of questions that come up about the length of the season, because you start at Memorial Day and then you wrap up really right before school gets started. What can you tell folks about why the season is the length that it is? Let me just ask you that.
It's a struggle with most of our kids being in school, obviously. So they start school on Thursday within the high school, and then the college starts, I believe, Monday. And at this point, a lot of the kids are already in school mode. They're attending sports practices. They're trying to get ready for school by doing school shopping. And so even now, we're struggling trying to make sure that we can get enough staff to come in because they have all these other things going on.
Yeah, you really would have been, hands would have really been tied going into stretching the season anymore this year.
Absolutely.
All ends, so a free swim coming up on Sunday, 1 to 3, and then now do you have the pooch plunge, let's see, in separate sections as far as dog ages? How does that work?
Yeah, we're trying something new this year. We've had such large numbers in the past for our pooch plunge that we're going to try doing a small dog section from 3:30 to 4:30, and then we're going to have the large dogs come in from 4:30 to 5:30. Just trying to break that up a little bit. We haven't had any issues in the past with dogs not getting along, but we thought that might be a little bit safer to try it that way.
So what is the poundage of a small dog to a large dog?
Good question.
That we're kind of leaving that up to the owner's discretion. We kind of gave some suggestions for a small dog being like a Yorkie or a Beagle or a Terrier of some kind.
Okay.
And then a large dog like a Husky or a Shepherd. That kind of thing.
You're not going to put them on the scale and turn people away then.
No.
What else do pet owners need to keep in mind here for the pooches that are coming for the plunge Sunday afternoon?
We do require that all the pooches are fully vaccinated. And then if there's any instances of kind of an aggressive dog, we would ask the owner to leave because we don't want aggressive dogs out here. But then just making sure the owners are keeping the pets under their control. We do allow them to be off leash because the facility is entirely fenced in. But if there's an issue, we want the owners to be able to handle that instead of lifeguards.
In talking with Jennifer Wagner, the Jones Aquatic Center supervisor, as another summer season wraps up here this Sunday. So overall, has this been a good year, Jen?
Surprisingly, yes. The public has been fantastic. The lifeguard team has been fantastic. Been very pleased with everything that's been going on. We've done what we could, and we're very happy with the numbers and the way things have worked out this summer.
So how are you holding up?
I'm getting through it. everyone.
Jennifer, let me just ask you this, because typically there have been occasional events at the Aquatic Center once the official season has wrapped up. Is that going to be the case here this year, or things really just going to shut down here as of Sunday evening, and we'll see things redevelop here at the Aquatic Center starting around Memorial Day next year?
That would be the case. We'll shut down for the summer, and then looking back to next year, probably around Memorial weekend again. However, next year is the 20th anniversary of the facility, so we're kind of in the planning stages for what we'd like to do next year. So there may be some additional things going on. I just wouldn't be able to speak on it at this time because we haven't figured it out.
Well, hey, congratulations on a successful season. It was good to have one, you know, this
yes,
year after
absolutely.
You know, pandemic last year, and obviously good numbers throughout the entire year at the Jones Aquatic Center. Well, thanks for all you do, Jennifer. Thanks for your time this morning. We appreciate it.
Thank you. We appreciate you guys letting us come on and speak.
Have a good day.
Thank you. You too.
Yeah, Jennifer Wagner, Jones Aquatic Center supervisor, with us on our primetime newsmaker, Chuck.
All right, and if you want to be part of our morning show lineup of events and interviews, give us